Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, it is. It's Fancy New Band time. We're here with Clementine. Hi.
Kia ora, kia ora. How you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Back in the studio after a wee little while.
Yeah, it's been like almost a year, maybe.
About half a year, I think. Outside of like begging friends to let me hang out on their shows. But since I've been like properly on air, yeah, it's been a minute.
So if you do not know, if you have not recognized the voice, this is Liam, who was from various artists once upon a time.
The show directly after this, it was like, I saw a lot of other Fancy New Bands come through these doors and was like, oh, they're all so cool. At some point, I'll get my music sorted out. And it took me a while, but we're here now, so it's fine.
Yeah, so since I've seen you, you've been slowly slaving away and doing this. How has like the process of making your music been?
It's been just kind of slow since I was like 15, picking up guitar and just writing songs over the period of like 5 years now, which to be fair, none of those 15-year-old songs have stuck around, thank God. But it's been kind of like growing towards the sort of Cassie Headrest, modern baseball, indie rock emo vibe that when I was on it, I would ruthlessly play.
I remember when you would do The Wire, you'd be like, here's a bunch of news, and then you're like, and here's modern baseball.
Just completely kind of destroy the vibe, but it was fine.
It's great. It's lovely. We love emo.
Yeah. So this band has just kind of been like a mixture of that vibe with a bit of like inspiration of the emo that's been coming out of Aotearoa in recent years from Papaiti Records, folks like Model Home and pretty much everything that Shannon Georgia Peterson has touched. So within that sort of New Zealand emo vibe, so it's been a lot of fun. And we did first gig last Saturday with another XBFM Babe Martin and work, and it was a great old time.
And you sold out?
Yeah. Which is crazy. I don't know how that happened, but we got very lucky and
selling
very
out
awesome.
Your first gig is pretty epic, I must
yeah.
say.
Oh, I'm so stoked. And if you came to that, thank you. And thank you to Zach from Sun Return for sussing that, because it was a fun old time.
Awesome. Well, those of us that missed out on tickets, like I did, I went to buy a ticket and it was already sold out. Mm. And I was like, fuck, like I'm real proud of you, but shit, that sucks. Mm. we can hear it now.
Easy.
So do you want to jump in with your first song?
Yeah, sweet. This is the first one, and it is called Limps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. I will run over Doctor God if I could watch your eyes dilate or cross, will you commit crimes or stay out a bit longer again? How could I call you a friend when you tied your hair back, flames placed in a section, you out onto our breath, was that just me? Our limbs were stuck together, our limbs were stuck together. Oh fuck, am I losing touch of you, my lifeline? Are you alright? Not all you do is not, it's not your problem, I'm just your problem. Should I reach out once again when all you do is sit in bed? Know that I don't know anything. I need more Prozac or fucking something. When you tied your hair back, flames placed in a section, you held on to our breath, oh, was that just me? Our limbs were stuck together, our limbs were stuck together. We'll be right back.
I didn't hit the pickup switch at the wrong time.
No, that was great. You did great.
Thank you.
I'm feeling a weird sense of pride because, well, I know you personally.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
It's been like years of me hanging out at BFM. Also, like, all of 2023, it was me and Lou hanging out before our show and also after.
Yeah.
It was a good amount of time.
I feel like it's been like 5 years of Liam being like, yeah, I want to make music one day. And me as well. But you've done it now, so.
It takes a while. Like, if it wasn't for Zach bringing me onto the Primer gig, then I would not have sussed it in time. So sometimes it's good to have someone else to kick you into gear, which Hedy, who's on bass over here as well, has done an amazing job at kind of like being like, how long have you been working on this for? Yeah, why haven't you done anything yet?
So come on.
All you need is like a slight bit of peer pressure and then you can make music.
Peer pressure does wonders, honestly.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to say it. yeah, well, I'm very, very proud. I want to hear more. What's awesome. This next song called?
This one is Smile, You're on Camera. And it is like one of two main modern baseball rip-off songs because what can I say?
We love modern baseball. What? Yeah.
Keeping it consistent. Okay, good to go. I had the reverb on the wrong setting, but that's fine.
All reverb is good reverb.
It's a new interpretation of the song. It's fine.
Yeah. It's a live session. Yeah. That's what it's all about. We've got... Oh, you're tuning up, so...
Yeah.
I'll let wax lyrical for a bit.
Hell yeah.
My friend was saying that if you're an emo artist in New Zealand, just by having the accent, like, you're automatically...
Oh, God, yeah.
It's great.
This is actually a thing that I've been working on of trying to not sing with an American accent too much.
It's so hard, though.
It's like... Sing with an American accent or the Kiwi?
To, like, not sing American, like, especially if you're doing covers.
And, like, if you learn based off of covers...
Yeah.
One, so many New Zealand artists already sing with an American accent, so we're all doomed. But otherwise, like, emo is definitely the main genre where people have kind of learned how to make it work to their advantage, and then I've been actively trying to make myself sound more Kiwi, and it just sounds like I'm doing a shitty Australian accent. But we make it work.
It works, it works. You just need to, like, have a double brown or... No, VB's not Auckland, is it? What's an Auckland beer? Lion Red.
Yeah.
And you have a line read, and then you can be like, yep, I'm an Aucklander, and get that Auckland accent going.
There's a part of me that, like, despite the fact that it is in the name, I feel like a Gizzy Gold also counts as quite Auckland.
Gizzy Gold is definitely, like, that's a Kiwi beer.
It's a very whammy beer as well.
Gizzy Gold is a real emo beer, yeah. I find, because you have it at whammy, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sweet. I think this is the last one, and it is called Faces. Are we good to go? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a lot. I will take my final breath in Wellington and leave it in a place where it cannot be reached by anyone who's seen me act like this. Thank you.
Oh man, thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you for having us on.
For the people who enjoyed what they heard, where can they catch you?
At the moment, we do not have any music out, which we are slowly working on, but the classic for New Zealand bands, we'll get there eventually. We have Instagram, which is currently just clementine.nz, clementine like the fruit, or slash Elliot Smith song, slash Walking Dead character.
Slash Eternal Sunshine character.
All sorts. It can be whatever reference you want, really.
It's the red hair screams yeah. Eternal Sunshine.
Real, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with that now. hello. And we have another gig that has not been yet announced taking place as a part of the K-Rod Freakout on Halloween. So 31st of October, Thursday, we'll be doing an early gig amidst the wide array of awesome stuff happening that night. So get amongst it. And yeah, you can also catch Hiri's music, which is H-I-R-I underscore music. And their stuff is amazing. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Okay, thank God. Cool. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for coming. And yeah, various other stuff next, but not with you, lol. Not this time.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.